This is Dr. Benjamin up and ask if you could ask your report patient gene tested, indicate patient of weight loss, abdominal pain, GERD. Date of birth is 10/30/1953. Physician was given macular biopsy, and colonoscopy, heart stent, polypectomy, colonoscopy, biopsy, and tattooing. Procedure and found the sign of patient is instrumental procedure used for colonoscopy, procedure found the sign of patient is hipplay of energy. Discovery of calipers, a friend's topic is using to solve the burden of second level. Example which is during the ordinary bias to a small distance level of kidney swing and test the work of a weight loss. Discover enteropathy, no pressure, no pressure, ulcers, personal, and my gas, bias, and no pressure. It has over a cardiac gastronomic strain, my genes, and amazing, professional complication, patient turn on KYJ reply, references to birth, and sequence and qualified pressure, and qualified pressure with a signal features. Coming out of people liquid stool, there was a two peduncular polyp noted at the splenic flexure. They were about like 8 millimeter in diameter. They both were removed heart stent for the first no post polyp bleeding. The one of the polyp had a long pedicle, so which I removed the pedicle separately in a separate jar. The invasion of the adenoma or any high dysplasia happening into the stalk. That polypectomy side appeared unremarkable, but I placed a hemoclip for prophylactic hemostasis. It was also I injected a one-fold distal to it with India ink as a marker as a tattooing for future reference. Coming down all the way down to the 35 centimeter from the anus. In the distal sigmoid colon, I saw an ulcerated mass like mucosal changes, which is surrounded by multiple left-sided diverticulosis. It looked very concerning. The question here, is it an adenocarcinoma versus a complicated diverticulitis? Biopsy were taken, and I again did the tattooing of this ulcerated mass area. A couple of folds proximal to this mass at 35 centimeters per minute. And a couple of fold distal to this mass, which was identified at 35 cm from the anus. For the future reference, certainly this area, this segmental area in the sigmoid colon at 35 cm from the anus has to be surgically resected because the biopsy, even if the biopsy comes negative, I would still have this this ulcerated mass or mucosal changes resected to have the better histopathological diagnosis. even if my biopsy comes negative. And so broad rectum, renal pressure, pressure, complicated. Find number one, loss of esophagus, number two, multiple gastritis, biopsy, number three, multiple donut, biopsy were taken, or activity is in track, number four. Last step, you have to the cecum. With heart stent polypectomy and heart stent polypectomy and cold biopsy. Colonoscopy up to the cecum, ulcerated mass noted 35 centimeters from the anus, around the distal sigmoid, distal to middle sigmoid area. Multiple biopsy taken for flag diagnosis. It appeared very concerning. It could be adenocarcinoma unless otherwise, or could this be a complicated diverticulitis involving few folds? Since it was surrounded by diverticulosis. I did a tattooing of it a couple folds above and proximal couple folds distal to this mass for the surgical reference so they could be segmentally resected. And even if my biopsy comes negative, I still am going to send the patient to have this resection of segment in the sigmoid colon. Number four patient has a splenic flexure polyps times two. They were both removed with the heart stent polypectomy successfully, no post polypectomy bleeding. One of the polyp has a long pedicle, which I removed it completely and sent separate jar. That was a site which appeared no bleeding, but because of the nature of the polypectomy site, I placed a hemoclip as a prophylactic hemostasis. And I also injected a fold below distal to this polypectomy site with a black ink for the tattooing for the future reference to be helpful depending on the pathology of the polyp comes out. And number five, patient left side diverticulosis and hemorrhoids. Recommendation, away from the stomatic for Helicobacter quality therapy, away from small biopsy number three. I'm going to send the patient to Dr. Samuel DeHusus, the colorectal surgeon, for possible segmental resection of the sigmoid colon at 35 cm from the anus. which was appeared to be having ulcer mass and the question of complicated diverticulosis, diverticulitis, or this is the ulcerated mass consists of adenocarcinoma. It was already tattooed, so it'd be easier for it to have to segmentally resected. Number four, I'm going to wait for the polypathologies, which were removed from the saline fracture area. And further follow-up colonoscopy will depending on the outcome of the ulcerated ulcerated colon mass at noted 35 centimeters from the anus, from the distal sigmoid colon. So I'm going to also send the patient for CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis for further evaluation. And we also, I'm also going to give him 7 days worth of Cipro 5 milligram twice daily and Flagyl 5 milligram 3 times daily as a prophylactic against if this would have been the complicated diverticulitis. If the patient is not allergic to any of these antibiotics. Annotation, please send the copy to patient's primary care provider, Dr. Paul Tran. Copy Dr. Padamsetti and copy Dr. Samuel DeJesus. Their procedure was December 3rd, 2022, December 3rd, 2022. Patient's office.